We have been examining ways to change our space to bring more opportunities for exploration and discovery into our environment. We have a fishing boat that a dad gave us. We've been somewhat reluctant to put it into the space because we don't think the children will have the motor skills to get in and out of it, and we don't want to be doing that. Marie, my colleague, convinced us to put it out last week. So today, the children became intrigued with the boat. They used various parts of their bodies to get in and out of it. There was water in the bottom of the boat, and the children, of course, splashed each other. After most of the children left the boat area, Sarah and Josh got into the boat. Josh, just having his fourth birthday, has been with us for more than 6 months. He has been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. We have worked with him in supporting his social play. Today, while in the boat, he verbalized the word fun to Sarah. This was his first verbalization that we have heard from Josh. This was so exciting for us. It reinforced the importance of designing outdoor play spaces that have appropriate levels of challenge and places for children to pause, observe, and reflect upon ideas that support their social and psychological needs. Children with ASD tend to make more connections to the environment and the people in the environment when they can freely choose activities that connect them to nature and to the children with similar interests.